time to check in on news from rural and regional Australia, and my guest seems to be in a very different part of regional Australia every time we talk. Today, Eliza Getzey is coming to us from Muswellbrook. It's her first day on the job as a reporter for the ABC Upper Hunter. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, Patricia. Yeah, it's a great day. Great day to be getting started here in the Hunter.
So we've been I haven't been working on it. I'm excited that you have, though. You've been working on a story about the mining company Newcoal. It's been at the centre of controversy in the past. What's happened?
That's right. So this has to do with a mine at Doyle's Creek in the Hunter Valley. There was an exploration licence granted there in 2008 by the New South Wales government, but it was revoked in 2014 after ICAC actually found the process of granting the licence was corrupt. So former Labor Minister Ian McDonald and his friend John Maitland were jailed over it, but they recently had corruption convictions overturned on appeal. Now, where Newcoal comes into this is they acquired the Doyle's Creek Mining Company and that $100 million licence in 2009. So they say that's after the licence was granted, and they feel the scrapping of the mine licence was a big injustice for about 3,000 shareholders, and they've actually sought compensation.
Now the New South Wales government has made an announcement. What have they said about all of this?
Yeah, so Gladys Berejiklian has come out and said recently that the revoked licence will be reassessed by the state government. So they're planning to now take a look at it.
Fascinating. All right. Staying in New South Wales, the Murray-Darling Basin Authority are putting together an independent panel to better understand the social and economic impact of the fish kill in irrigation communities. Eliza, what areas will be under examination by that process?
Well, so, yeah, the Murray-Darling Basin is, of course, huge, and the Murray-Darling Basin Authority basically splits it into two halves. There's so in the north, think Murrurundi in the Hunter Valley, north to Gunnedah, Burke, Borona, up to Gundawindi and Chinchilla in Queensland. The southern basin, think Shepparton, Maroopna in Victoria, and then on the other side of the Murray, you've got Deniliquin. Those are the major centres there, and there's 40 other smaller communities that will be part of that southern basin. And those bigger towns aren't even necessarily irrigation centres, but they feel the effects of the drought on their economy and how everyone uses water.
Okay, and just finally, back to news where you are in the Upper Hunter Valley. What's the connection between Anzac Day and the rosemary plant?
So I learnt something new today. Rosemary is a herb that apparently since ancient times has been thought to improve your memory. And that's why we wear it as a symbol of remembrance, for example, on Anzac Day. So there you go. You might not have ever wondered where those sprigs come from on everyone's lapels come Anzac Day, but 90% of the rosemary that's worn in the Sydney Anzac Day March comes from a farm in the small town of Merriwar. The farmer is John Penninger. He's been growing it since 1993, and there's 80,000 sprigs, and he grows most of them.
And how long have people been marching with rosemary sprigs for now?
That's probably goes back to those ancient times, but it certainly seems like a tradition that's not about to stop. And since John is retiring in Merriwar, another local's taken it on. Annie Rogers is a local volunteer firefighter, among other things. She started growing a bit of rosemary at the station there, and now she's got a big job on her hands, and they're actually calling for donations from, you know, locals who might have a bit of rosemary in their garden. And that'll be refrigerated and trucked all the way down to Sydney come a couple of weeks' time from the Merriwar RSL.
Eliza, that was a beautiful story to bring us on your first day in the new gig. Congratulations, and thanks so much for coming on RN Drive. Can't wait to have you back on.
Thanks so much, Patricia. That was from my colleague, Mike Pritchard, that one too. So he's a great colleague to have.
I like the way you're sprigging your colleagues, like a true regional and rural reporter, always working in teams. That's Eliza Getzey, a reporter with the ABC's Upper Hunter. First day in the new job. Not bad, eh?